with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House has a plan to lower drug prices.
President Trump announced 9 drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs.
This is the biggest thing having to do with drugs in the history of the purchase of drugs.
The companies, including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and Novartis, agreed to offer all of their flagship drugs at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
Patients in Medicaid already pay a nominal amount to fill their prescriptions, but lower prices could help people with no insurance. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is suspending her campaign for New York governor and will not seek re-election to Congress. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Announcing her abrupt departure, Stefanik said she was confident of her chances in the GOP primary for governor, but she said it is not an effective use of our time to stay in the race, and that she instead wants to spend more time with her young son and family. Stefanik was set to have a tough race against Bruce Blakeman, a county official in New York City's suburbs. President Trump praised her online, saying Stefanik is a fantastic person and congresswoman. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration has launched military strikes in Syria to eliminate Islamic State group fighters and weapon sites in retaliation for an ambush attack that killed 2 U.S. troops and an American interpreter almost a week ago. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 183 points, the Nasdaq rose 301, the S&P advanced 59. This is SRN News. The San Diego Unified School District goes all in on the LGBT agenda.
According to a report by the group Defending Education, the district offers a section on its website designed to help children live as the opposite sex, telling them that there are at least 9 different genders and 28 sexual orientations. Amongst those listed by the school district are transgender, non-binary, demi-boy, panoramic sexual, and biromantic homosexual. Defending Education tells the Christian Post, quote, "This lunacy must end." Michael Harrington reporting.
A new national survey from Church Mutual Insurance Company reveals Americans' generosity will not waver as conversations about the economy continue to dominate year-end headlines. According to the poll, 75% of consumers plan to maintain or increase their charitable giving through the end of 2025. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates tick downward, correspondent Alex Vega reports.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.21%. That's just below where it was last week. The average rate has been mostly holding steady in recent weeks, hovering close to its low point for the year. When mortgage rates fall, they give home shoppers more purchasing power. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
Sony's taking control of the beloved comic strip Peanuts. The company's buying a 41% stake from Canadian owner Wildbrain for $457 million. This deal increases Sony's shareholding to 80%. The Schultz family will continue to own the remaining 20%. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.